We hear a lot about the growth of Georgia's music industry. It already generates more than $3.5 billion for the economy each year, and there's a new state law that seeks to make it grow even more. But a lot of people who work in the industry have come from Georgia's public schools, and many of those schools have been cutting back or even eliminating music classes. WABE's Amy Kiley now takes a look at whether the state's music industry can continue to thrive if school music programs don't.
Some backup horn players for Outkast have something in common with Killer Mike, Lil Jon, and T.I. They all went here, Atlanta's Frederick Douglass High School. Band director Micah Wynn gives a tour of the school trophies.
Over here on the right-hand side, these particular plaques are the most important.
They're from when Douglass bands won top state honors. That doesn't really happen now. One reason? Many elementary schools in the state have cut back on music.
The middle schools, they start getting the acts next. And of course, they're the ones that feed the high schools.
The question is whether cuts to school arts programs will hurt Georgia's music workforce. State leaders say they want the music industry here to compete with the one in Nashville. But that city has a nationally recognized music education program. Among other things, Nashville schools have music classes for all elementary students, and even a high school record label with student singers.
Lord of my weary years.
Nashville program director Lori Schell.
As we prepare students for workforce readiness, we're thinking about what careers are available here in Nashville.
Nashville's music businesses help pay for the program. Shell says the initiative is too new to know it will produce skilled workers for Nashville's music industry, but
I think that was one of the motivations, absolutely, for them launching this work. I think the vision was a long-term vision. It wasn't just good for the community, it would be good for the industry.
Back here in Georgia, some nonprofit groups are trying to step in where schools leave off. These kids are at Zabin Recreation Center on a Saturday. Their choir rehearsal is part of the Atlanta Music Project. Ninth grader Kelsey Dorset Wilson has been with the project since it offered choir at her elementary school. Her current school doesn't have any music classes.
All my friends in elementary school were in with me. Now I maybe know like one person that sings, other than here, of course.
That's because nonprofit groups can't reach as many kids as schools can. Dorset Wilson says if she could talk to state leaders, she'd tell them this.
I don't think people understand how important it is for us to have music as children. It's an outlet, and it helps improve behavior and grades. There's studies on it.
She's right about those studies, by the way. Researchers have found students who study the arts are much more likely to stay out of trouble and go to college. Georgia Superintendent of Schools Richard Woods says he's familiar with those studies.
Anytime you have fine arts within a community, it really sends a message about the heartbeat of the community.
But school budgets are tight. Wood says the state won't mandate more music in schools, but he's exploring other ways to get it into the curriculum. The clock for that might be ticking. Georgia's new law to support the music industry is supposed to spur at least $600 million in economic growth in 3 years. That requires skilled workers. Amy Kiley, WABE News.